this work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
The parents of a college student who was detained in North Korea and now has come home in a coma is slamming North Korea.
Otto Warmbier's parents say their son was brutalized and terrorized by what they call the pariah regime. He'd been sentenced to 15 years hard labor after attempting to steal a propaganda poster, according to North Korean officials, while on a tour there in 2016. He arrived back in the United States on Tuesday, but he's in a coma. North Korean officials say he fell into the coma over a year ago after contracting botulism and then being given a sleeping pill.
A shooting at a UPS center in California.
This is a very fluid situation, but several people have been shot at the UPS distribution center in San Francisco's Mission District, and there are reports that two may be dead. The medical examiner has been called to the scene. Initial reports say a UPS employee may have opened fire about 9 o'clock local time. Reports say a suspect is in custody, but a shelter-in-place order remains in effect.
USA Radio News.
If you're as tired of the anti-Trump rhetoric and protests as I am, it's time to stand up and show your support for the 45th president. There's no better way to do that than to proudly wear your pro-Trump apparel. The best site to find high-quality merchandise is ProTrump45.com. You'll find all the most popular slogans on shirts, hats, hoodies, and more. Be an adorable deplorable and help make America great again. Go to ProTrump45.com. That's ProTrump45.com. Check it out now. ProTrump45.com.
A man in the United States illegally who crossed the border into Canada in the dead of winter being given asylum in Canada. Here's the story.
The 35-year-old man from Ghana walked from North Dakota across the Canadian border in sub-zero temperatures on Christmas Eve, suffering severe frostbite in the process and eventually losing his fingers. He was granted refugee status this week after a closed-door hearing with the Immigration and Refugee Board. He decided to cross the border from the U.S. amid rising fears that he could be deported back to his home country.
The United Nations is claiming U.S. airstrikes are killing civilians in Syria. More from Chris Barnes.
United Nations investigators claim airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition are causing, quote, a staggering loss of life. Raqqa is the de facto capital of the territory that the terrorist group holds in Syria and Iraq. The battle to take that city has driven at least 160,000 civilians from their homes. The International Rescue Committee estimating 200,000 civilians are still trapped in the city, or 3,000 to 4,000 ISIS fighters are also holed up. I'm Chris Barnes.
Scientists claim they're working on a drug that causes skin to tan without sun exposure. Researchers at Massachusetts General Hospital believe the substance could help users lower their risk of skin cancer. The drug is still in development and not ready for commercial use. The research is appearing in the journal Cell Reports. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello and happy Wednesday. It's Talented People here. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's 3:05 on June 14th. Hope you're having a great day. I want to just let you know a little bit about the weather tonight. Partly cloudy with a low about 57. Mostly sunny all day with a high of 78 on Thursday. And then a chance of showers after 3 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low about 58. Southwest wind 5 to 8 miles per hour. Chances of precipitation about 30%. Okay, then Friday, a chance of showers again with thunderstorms also possible after 3 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 74. On Friday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms again. Patchy fog after 3 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a low of about 64. And then on Saturday, chance of showers and thunderstorms again. Patchy fog before 9 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high of 81. Saturday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms again. Mostly cloudy with a low of 67. And then Sunday, chance of showers and then showers and thunderstorms likely after 9 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a high of 87. And then Sunday night, again, just keeps happening. A chance of showers and thunderstorms again, mostly cloudy with a low around 69. Same thing on Monday. Showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly after 9 a.m., cloudy with a high of 84. And then the same thing happens on low of 64 on Monday night. I just wanted to mention, too, the reason I'm totally into this today as far as the weather forecast goes is because if anybody out there is listening and is in the need or want for some absolutely beautiful indoor slash outdoor carpet. It's kind of like a gray color. There's absolutely no glue or anything on it. We got this tremendous donation, and it was from a very well-established company, and they were giving it to us for our event that's coming up for the Mariah Foundation, benefiting one of our local families here whose mother of three, mother and father are both teachers. They have three kids, and she was diagnosed with stage 4 kidney cancer. And she's got, you know, a lot ahead. And so we're having an event on June 29th. That's a Thursday night from 6 to 10. You can look online at Pay It Forward Mariah Foundation. You'll go directly to the link to sign up. But in the meantime, again, we've got like 100 tricky tray type of baskets. It's going to be amazing right around the corner, and Ringo's here. And I just want to let everybody know, if you're interested in having some free carpet, it was given with the best intentions. We got the job done that we needed, and we have a lot of excess. So if someone has room like 12 by 10 or some room that just could use some nice gray carpet, just get in touch with me. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and you can look me up online and check it, you know, Facebook out or LinkedIn, Twitter, or just call me at 908-752-5179. So we're going to go to one quick break, and then I'm going to bring you back, and we're going to talk with Bart Jackson, the travel aficionado, who's going to explain to us some of the perks and tips on the inside of how to travel, since he's visited more than 75, probably 80 now countries in his life, and he's going to talk about that. So this summer, if you're traveling, you're going to want to stay listening in. So thank you. Be right back.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Hunterdon Chamber Radio's Talented People, streaming live across the world, actually. I used
more
to say nation.
More live than you could ever imagine.
Oh, because Bart's here. My friend Bart Jackson, the publisher of Bart's Books and Prometheus Publishing, as well as my dear friend and a million other things, is here in studio today. He's a seasoned traveler for you know, many, many years, and he's going to tell us about traveling, some tips.
We are indeed, Jeannie, and we are going to take a little trip for all of us, and we're going to tell everything from how to get set, where to go, and how to go. And I'd like to just kick off the very, very start of it with one of the things that you all need to pack when you take when you go for any trip, near or abroad, and that is you take your heart. And by that I mean,
aww,
think of the people and the experience is open to you. I came into at the gym today, and I'd been lifting hard, lifting heavy, and I sat down and I said, "Oh God!" And one of the fellows I lift with, Raj, turns over and he said, "Did you call him?" And then he came over and he tapped me on the chest and he said, "He's in there, you know."
What?
And I just thought that was the most marvelous thing to say. And that's what I'm saying, that it is that you are going to find, if you take your heart and the basic kindness you have and make that assumption about everyone else, regardless of what they wear or other stupid things. Look at what you wore when you were a teenager, and let's let it go at that, my friend. Mm. So take your heart. That is the most important item that you can have in your luggage.
Wow. That's a great tip. So, okay, I'm thinking about when I'm starting to decide where I'm going. So it's like you got to have your heart into it, right? Because you just
absolutely.
Start to, and then when you get there and you're like, if you're going through customs or if you're traveling domestically, then you are saying take it in from the beginning when you're talking through security, whatever you're doing. You just look at everyone and say hello. Yeah. Then you meet the different people from the different areas. And I know you just got back from Tasmania.
I got back from Tasmania.
And you love talking to all the store owners and everything there.
An entirely different attitude, different kind of people because they came from a different place. But even as you get off, as you go to that security individual, and you may know that it's all a monetary con job or whatever you personally believe about it, but that guy standing there holds a tale that he could tell you. So think of your questions. But it's getting me off into something else.
Sorry, I love that, though. I love thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because it is true. Like, a lot of times it takes you a couple days to, like, get unwound from a vacation, and then your vacation just goes so fast after that. But if you actually take it from the beginning to the end, maybe that'll expand that whole...
Yeah. From the very beginning, I always say that my wife and I, my good wife Lorraine and I, are always packing or unpacking. And the big tip, I would say, for putting things together as packing, is for us, it's the bed in our guest room. Pick some place in your house that you don't use and start putting the stuff ahead of time that you remember that you're going to need, want to take on the trip. Because the last thing, and I make a list, and I think that's not a bad idea, but nonetheless, the last thing you want to do the night before you go is think. You do not want
to
think.
Don't leave it
to
the last
minute. So you start throwing this stuff on. And then all of a sudden it becomes evident to you, hey, I need a passport, and so forth. And so I think what you have to do then is go out and elect another president and get a passport. Whatever it takes. Now, I have no idea.
How dare you?
all seriousness aside. So, I mean, you do that. And there's the whole – and the thing is, well, I didn't need a visa when I went to Australia 10 years ago. Well, that may have been. But what does and doesn't take a visa changes all the time. So check, check, check.
Oh,
and
really?
It's real easy.
Wow, that's
and
a
you can get it online and so forth.
You know, one thing I want to add to that
yes,
real
ma'am.
Quick is that a couple of years ago I had to get a new passport.
Right, right.
Uh-huh. And it was like, okay, we're broadcasting from Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Right.
And there were like, you know, and I'm not trying to suggest one thing or another, but there were like these estimates of time that it would take to get the passport.
Yeah.
And then there's these like expedited services and so on.
Uh-huh.
I took the expedited service because it said, you know, you just don't know, 4 to 6.
It sounds good, yeah.
And then I actually, like, I don't even know what happened. I called or something and they were like, oh, no, don't worry, whatever. So I didn't end up using the expedited service because there was like a 10-day gap in the middle.
Right.
I got it 3 days from the day that it...
Actually, that's true.
It came that fast. I was
if
like,
you
what?
Have, you're absolutely right, Jenny. The regular mail-in passport service in these here United States is very rapid, very quick. And I don't care what they tell you on the news
it's
or something.
It's kind of interesting, yeah.
It is quick. The other thing the only thing I would say with that is two quick things. Number one, once you get your passport, take a Xerox of it. Open it up to that page, take a Xerox of it and put it in, have one copy on, paste it to your television at home so you can call back and have somebody get it and mail it to you or whatever.
Wow.
Or know it is. And the other thing is take a Xerox copy with you. If someone steals your passport, you can say, here's a Xerox copy, here's the number, so forth, and do that. Now also write my number down everywhere, but if you have that Xerox, and we know.
Really,
so Lorraine
really
and I are in a monastery in Greece. You would think you're fairly safe there. We meanwhile, while we're palavering with the monks, someone breaks into our car and stole Lorraine's passport. We had to go to the bloody embassy. We showed this thing, and I ended up making an affidavit in front of the ambassador, not an aide, the ambassador, that I actually had seen Lorraine get her passport. It's that complex.
That's brilliant. I got to say, that's a really good
And the other thing is never carry your passport. Always carry your passport, you know, I mean, unless you're in a place where...
I'm learning as we go here. Anyway, I'm looking at him like, what?
But the big thing is get that stuff packed on your bed.
I love that. Slowly.
And it's fun to
like
do.
Like an undisturbed
area. It excites
area.
You. You say, well,
like
I'm going to take this shirt.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to take this... you know, I'm going to take this large baseball bat to persuade the dogs when I get to Tibet. Things like that. You know,
and then you can add things on as you're walking around. Oh, they would like this bone. And you can go back. All right, we're going to our break. It's Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Our guest is Bart Jackson. I love him to death. He's so much fun. And he's telling us about traveling and tips that you can use this summer. Stay with us.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambee's, Purely Delicious.
See now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. We appreciate the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce's ability to give us the privilege to be talking to you today about traveling around the world with Bart Jackson, my guest. Mm-hmm. All right, so Bart, I wanted to make sure that it came to me after on the break when you mentioned that brilliant idea of making sure you have a photocopy and, you know, leave a hard copy at home on the TV or somewhere that maybe someone's watching your pet, that in case you need it, you can get that sent to them.
Right.
You can also take a picture on your phone. Let's add
that's
that.
True. That's
a smart thing too.
And if your phone happens to work where that is, that will be very good. If your phone doesn't happen to work where it is, that's why God made paper. don't count on
you're right. Electronics even on a cruise, you turn it off and you get on.
Electronics are as trustworthy as your congressman. Hmm. Do not go out of your way to do. You had said the big thing, even more important than where you go, is who you go with.
Yeah.
And you had asked this. Mm-hmm. And so I think if you belong to an outing club or a social club or something, some of them have ads, or just go to them and see and just put a poster up saying that you're looking for a traveling partner. This happens. And if you are looking for a traveling partner, join. And let's say you like to hike or say, then go to the There's a 100 and Outing Club, and there's also the Appalachian Mountain Club, and there's
like the Audubon Society, because I'm all about my turkey vultures.
And if you like, or if you like paintings and art, go to the art club. Anyway, tell them if you like wine a lot, and you drink several quarts every day, go to AA. another tip. Nonetheless,
I'd say go to Unionville or Old York Cellars.
Right. If you get a partner, if you find somebody,
okay.
Let's say you're going to go to Paris and you're going to see a lot of museums. Before you go, meet this partner, and first of all, suggest a time that you meet somewhere. That's going to show you how prompt they are. And then go to the museum, go to the exhibit, pick an exhibit, and walk through it. See how fast you go through. The same thing if you want to go hiking or biking or some athletics work. Take a day trip with this person. See if this person can go through the entire Louvre in 45 minutes and say, God, I guess that was all right. And you're somebody who reads every sign on the window.
Right.
You know, this is going to cause you real problems. I just pass that on.
That's true.
And so that's something. But and there is one other thing that I was going to say, that a lot of people are going to want to go on. They say, well, I want to go to Europe, but I don't really know how to, and so forth and so on. Mm. And they say, oh, it's so expensive. Well, yes, to go on the Champs-Élysées or Kupferdom in Berlin, yes, you really can get a lovely, lovely room for about a grand and a half. But a night, so don't do
a
that.
A night?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. But you can't. I'm saying you can go up to
right,
that. But
I'm sure.
My point is, if you would like that level of luxury, mm-hmm. and you would like it for cheaper, then you and your best beloved could go to the cheapest pension.
Cheapest?
Here's what you do.
Cheapest, better price.
Anywhere in Europe, any country in Europe is filled with castles. Go take your little fingers, your deft little fingers, go to CyberNet and write, say, France, castles for rent. You will be bombarded. There are scores everywhere you go. My wife and I and our friends, we have a fiddling group she belongs to. We have a dancing group I belong to. We have an athletic group, a paddling group that I belong to. We get groups of about 12 of us. You go to a castle. We stayed in one in France, built in 1350. There's a couple who runs it, fascinating people from the UN. He's forever digging out the moat, long story.
Oh, wow.
But you will stay. You can stay in a castle cheaper than you can stay at a cheap B&B for the 12 of you.
And possibly cheaper than you can be at home doing nothing.
That's the other thing. The big thing, I always say, take your sense of adventure. Don't worry about the cost, because this is the one thing about travel abroad, if you do it well. If you can swing the airfare, the money you spend over there will probably be less than the money you spent at those 3 weeks or 4 weeks at home.
If you do it right. I don't know much about that, but I do know that it cost me like $167 an hour to live on the earth.
Oh, is that yeah, right? Uh-huh.
I'm better off if I can find a better deal somewhere, I think. But no. So seriously, so these castles, like you say, they're so abundant over there in Europe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why are there so many castles, do you think? You're a historian, so I have to ask that. I know he'll have the answer.
Well, actually, the real reason is that they were built, is that castles were really, originally back in Europe, they were keeps. They were fortifications around which the people would cluster for defense, and the lord would be the castle. We always think of the nobility as just sort of lounging around. When the brigands came, when the pirates came, they were the first ones out front. So they may have been living at the top of the castle, but they were the first. It was their blood on the line with the sword. Anyway, there's story. And then as civilization came, they decided to build these into chateaus and more gracious things. So you can rent chateaus, you can rent castles. Right here, Hopewell Winery. Violette and Sergio Neri, run by that marvelous wine, if I may give a side plug. And drink a quart a day. And
At least.
And they had a villa in Tuscany that they rented out. There are, and we kept meaning to and never quite did it. I don't think it's available anymore. But my point is, you can find such fabulous places for groups.
One of my customers, actually, she's a brand new mom. She, her family, about 2 years ago, they did that. The whole family had a family reunion at an English castle. And they did a family reunion there. So I'm like totally into that. It's like I saw the pictures and it was like so crazy. They were literally in a castle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's a stone home.
Like you said, stone home.
We were on one. We rented.
They had the round circular stairwell to get to the top.
Yeah. Right.
Like it was, you go up to a turret. 3 feet wide.
We used to have, there was one we rented in France where we would have, it had, we had our happy hour on a different turret each night. Ah. And they had like six turrets. It's just, there are things.
That is awesome.
And it's fun. And it's, and there are, there's history behind here. And it's a great way to learn it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are villas in northern Italy that you can, they're expansive things that you can dwell in and luxuriate in. And if you're willing to plan a little trip, if you're willing to do a little planning and a little looking, it's easier now than ever to find interesting things to do.
I love that. I just am visualizing. I wish I was there right now. Go ahead.
Well,
tell more.
The other thing is, so you say, well, I don't like to go on my own and all this other thing. Okay. So you go with a tour, and a couple of good quicks things. Well, they have 17 different tours. Which one do I choose? Generally, you get, if you go for the absolute cheapest, you get what you pay for.
Okay.
Because like anything, look, when you go to buy a piece of furniture at Walmart, you know it's going to be thrifty. You also know, do you really think it's going to be Duncan Fife furniture? No. Is it even going to be as good? And no one expects that. Okay. It's the same with travel. The other thing is, now say you're sitting there in Athens and you say, well, I want to go out to some of the islands. This tour gives me four islands in 3 days or for $255, and this one only gives me three. That is a really, really bad way to choose based on the number of islands you can see. First of all, the one thing to remember, any tour you go on, the big question is to ask yourself, how much time am I going to spend traveling? If they tell you they will take you to all these far-flung places, they may be running you around more than you want to see it than you're going to spend time seeing enjoyable things. So look for what you are going to see, but also look for the amount of time that the tour is going to spend in each place. You know how they don't sell houses anymore in real estate. They sell features. You know, they say,
oh, that's funny.
They list, you look at your real estate ad. They list the 17, the 17 basic items that are in the potty, for God's sake.
It's true.
This is the same thing. A lot of tours together are put, say, well, we take you to all three pyramids, and then we go to the Step Pyramid and Imhotep's grave. And blah, blah, blah. No, 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 no. Don't see how much time you're going to be allowed, and think of your own pace. So the other thing is, you want the quality of the guide, but you may, and so a lot of the organizations like Audubon or big outing clubs, they run tours, and a lot of colleges run alumni tours. And if you may want that level of lecture, or you may not. Mm-hmm. You're going to be herded if you pay for that lecture a little bit in the price, but you're also going to be herded a bit more if you have a single lecturer who's taking you around. Just beware of that, and that may be fine for you,
right?
And the one other thing with a tour I would say is, do not forget, most tours are very, very happy to accommodate you if you want to go somewhere individually. Lorraine and I found a tour to Thailand that was cheaper than we could fly there on our own.
Oh, wow.
So we took the tour, and we took side trips almost every day.
Let me tell you, I got two things to add to your thing.
Certainly.
Because I'm right on your channel here. Okay. So one was that Okay. What you just said, it reminds me of like the concierge, right? Like everybody forgets that there's a concierge there for a reason to go up and ask,
yes,
right?
Uh-huh.
So if you're at a hotel, not a castle, maybe a castle's a renter or whatever, but the concierge, is their job is to make it a great vacation or whatever you're doing business-wise or whatever, right?
Oh, absolutely,
Jeannie. I flew out to L.A., and I had been there a couple times before, but the person I was with this time, the one time I went, had never been there.
Right.
So they had the tours, and you could get on and pay for the $40 for the day or something.
Oh, yeah.
And then you go around, you see all the stars, homes, all the way up the Hollywood thing, right?
Yeah.
So we didn't have that much time, and so we went to the concierge, and they were like, no, of course, we'll get you a car. Like, they have a limo driver, the house limo person, right? And it was $20.
Right.
And it was $20 extra. She tipped them the same amount. But we got to go through and see Sylvester Stallone's houses and all the houses really fast. Because they're right there. Like you said, they don't mind if you ask to do something different.
Yeah.
And the other thing, I want to just make a joke for myself and my husband. I know he's listening. A couple years ago, when you're talking about like if you've got to do something alone or not by yourself.
Sure.
I am the do nothing tour girl of the universe. Like, I never go on the tours. I just hate being in the crowd. I don't like being stuck in a
box.
You
feel tainted, don't you?
Herded.
Tainted is the word.
And I don't want to know about it. I don't want to learn about it. And I love talented people because you can come in and tell me all about it, right? Ha ha ha. But I went on this cruise a couple years ago. It was right after you gave me my wonderful birthday thing, by the way. Thank you. And I decided, I watched this movie, Yes Man. Have you ever seen it?
It's really
funny.
Okay.
Anyway, Yes Man. So the guy, he's the guy who's like, every time someone asks him to do something, he says no.
Right.
So one day he decides he's going to say yes every time someone asks him to do anything.
Right? Anything, he'll say yes.
It's the funniest movie. Uh-huh. So I got on the cruise and I said to myself that I was going to say yes to every single thing that came my way, regardless.
Oh, my gosh.
So you know how you get the little invitation to Captain's Night in your room?
It's like,
join us at the cocktail party for the mimosas or the blah, blah, blah. Join us for the napkin folding ceremony, blah, blah, blah. I'm serious.
When you on those cruises, some of these things, they really...
I went to an art auction, like you said. Mm. I did the napkin folding. I did cupcake making. I did all this stuff. I'm telling you...
The origami on the water slide is a biggie, I know.
Exactly.
Right.
It goes back to what you said in the beginning and bring your heart on the trip and to the people and stuff because seriously, that was the best trip I ever went on. I had to get up early and watch like the sunrise, which I don't like to do. I did everything. Every time I got invited, I went. And I got back home and I laughed like so many like hysterical. I met so many people. So yeah, I totally agree with you. And if
Jeannie,
you're
absolutely right. But even before I agree with you on that, you said something that's very, very wise here, and that is you can, when you land in a place, you can go to a concierge. Sometimes the taxi drivers will do this.
Right.
Even if on the way from the airport, it's excellent to get someone to drive you in a car around and wait. You think, oh, that's very expensive. Yes, it is in these here United States. In other places, no, it is not. Usually. I mean,
right. Even some of the limo drivers
in Tibet, you have
limos,
to find the car.
They don't have anything going on.
No.
They'll take you wherever at the same cost as
and
the cab.
And yes, you establish a price beforehand, and then you say to yourself, this is fine. I only live once.
And you can also ask them if the driver is available at a different time. Like, say it's 9 o'clock in the morning, they're all going to meetings and they're getting like paid really well. Same thing happens at Javits Center. By the way, back to just anything, right? Javits Center, we go there all the time for our business meetings and expos, right? When you go there at 9 o'clock and 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock and that's their run because people are getting over and getting out, they're paying a fortune for these limos. But if you're 10:30 and you see a limo that's empty, it is the same price as a cab. Hey, dude, can you drive me there? How much? They're happy to do it.
Trust Jeannie Murphy for excellence and luxury. A woman exquisitely armed with both.
You're crazy, but thank you. Now, we're going to just continue through our news and weather here because I'm loving your information. So tell us more about traveling, Bart Jackson. This is Talented People. It's 334 on June 14th.
All right. Well, the other thing I think that scares an awful lot of people is that they feel there is a foreign language. Well, if you were to sit down at lunch and listen to, the next time you go to a diner, sit down and listen to the people talk at a conversation. And then the waiter comes by and listen to what they say. And you're going to realize something very fascinating. And that's that most people spend most of their day with about a 200-word vocabulary.
Really?
Yeah, that's all.
Is that right? That's
when my wife and I, and she said, well, I don't know 200 words of Tibetan. I didn't either. So you can. You get a guidebook and or a dictionary or whatever. And you, what my wife and I do is we make up lists. I make a list of the numbers. You do want to know the numbers. Eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sort of thing. And then you make a list. We each make a list of 100 words. Or 100 phrases, something like that. And we write them down on little cheat sheets. You're not going to be tested. There's not going to be a nun to wrap your knuckles. This is you reach into your pocket and you put down certain phrases that you're really going to want to know. Like, for instance, where's the bathroom?
Oh, my God.
And things like that. Mm-hmm. Où est la toilette? I remember that from when I was 12 in France. You and how much is this? Write down a whole series of phrases. Write down directions. Am I going and say left, right, and then say, is it short or is it far? And things like that. Get those phrases down. Long story short, the greatest success we ever had with this, I think I may have told this story before on another show, but Lorraine and I are trekking across the Tibetan Plateau. We are on our way. We have been asked by a month ahead to Mount Kilias. But on the way, we see this little mound. And we end up walking up the mountain. It's pockmarked with holes. We see a sledgehammer and a six-foot crowbar. And we hear this monkish chanting inside. We peek around the corner, and there is a Tibetan Buddhist monk chanting.
Oh my
God.
He
leaps up from his stone bed that he makes up, greets us, hauls us in, and we thought he'd be terribly offended. No, he was so anxious to see anyone.
Oh.
And he took us in, and we talked for 2 hours. And now this was a guy to whom the noun America meant nothing. We had nothing in common. We pulled out our little phrases. We talked. We made sign language. And it all worked. And the other thing is, what I learned from this, if you struggle forth in the language as best you can, you don't have to learn grammar, just get the words out.
Mm-hmm.
People are so thrilled that you've taken that effort.
Oh, I believe it's like amazing. So I'm thinking about also, all right, so like if you have an Excel program and in column A, you write your left, right.
Right.
Where is the bathroom? Blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
And then you get the answers from your dictionary and you put them in the other column and then you sort it alphabetically so you can glance at it quick. Where is bathroom? Mm-hmm. You could so easily do that and you're right and then say it in their language. But I do want to add that I think it's funny. I committed to my mother to go to church every single Sunday from this past Christmas of 2016.
Whoa,
she asked me for Christmas. My first reaction, can you imagine? It was her Christmas gift.
Right, okay.
She asked me, I said, what did you want for Christmas? You know, kind of give me an idea what you're looking at, blah, blah, blah. I'm a terrible gift giver. And she said, I want you to go to church every Sunday. I said, no. That's what I said.
Yeah, right.
I was like, can you imagine how rude? So anyway, of course I was wrong. So about 5 minutes later, I was like, oh, okay, I will. I love going, so I will go. So I was going every single week, and I loved it so much. And then all of a sudden, I got back in my rut again where 12 o'clock Mass was a little earlier than I wanted it on my Sunday, which is ridiculous because it's the latest.
Yeah.
But they have the Spanish Mass at 1:30.
Oh.
So I decided to go to the Spanish Mass, and to your language barrier thing, I am completely fascinated with this Mass, okay?
Oh, yeah.
The priest is the same guy who does the 12 o'clock Mass, but at the 1:30 Mass, he does the Spanish Mass. He's walking into the crowd. He's talking. They're just dressed so nicely. I'm like enchanted. I feel like I'm like, and it's a small world or something after all, because it's like so great. But to be in the language issue, I can tell what they're saying. I've been kind of learning, watching, you know.
Yeah.
And at the same time, because the smile is universal, and the, you know, the singing and everything. So I don't know. There's something about it. I've been so enthralled. Their music is different. It's like a cultural experience, and it's joyful. And when I don't understand the homily, because they're speaking, I'm actually able to kind of go back and read. They have the English translation version. I figure, anyway. So point being, there's something nice about being in a different world anyway, even if you don't understand. Well, you need to know, of course, where you got to go to the bathroom, left and right directions, but it is nice, I have to say. And
you're,
I have to say,
right,
seriously,
there is an enchantment.
It's something amazing to see.
Yeah. And every culture does it differently. We have been through church services all over the world, and when you are in Tanzania and going to a Presbyterian church service, all the Maasai warriors walk right up to the door of the church and stay outside while the women go in.
Really?
That's how, that, oh, that's how it's done. They would never go in. And so,
wow.
So the presbyterian, the hoary old sage gets up there and delivers his sermon, which starts off with something brilliant like, "I was rereading Ecclesiastes the other night," you know, at which point I'm beginning to doze already. But nonetheless, when you go and visit the experiences of other cultures,
right,
and then while you're there, this is where the real fun of traveling is. And you take your heart and your brain, look at the people and see what they're getting out of it. Don't so much say the difference. Say, well, at home we always do this and this in our process. Don't see what they're getting out of it, and see how that relates to what you get out of it.
I'm telling you, another thing I'll add about it was so cute that I talk about it all the time because I'm totally into it. But it's like, I put it up on Facebook and I was like sharing that I just loved this 1:30 mass, right? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden all these people were chiming in and saying, you got to try the Polish mass. You have to try the front of the ball. Uh-huh. But in this particular place, like when they do the peace offering, the greeting piece,
mm-hmm.
In our mass, it takes like less than probably 45 seconds. Everybody's shake, hi, wink. It's nice to see you.
I have to shake your hand, darn it. I'm going to do it right now.
May not even actually go three people over. In this mass, and I know I'm stereotyping, but I'm just saying, and I've experienced it, the kids from the back of the church are literally going to the front and kissing and hugging and shaking in hands, and it takes like an extra, like literally like 5 to 7 minutes. And I'm like sitting there going, oh, my kids are grown and they're gone. I remember we always had like community things to do when they were home. They don't have anything like that anymore. So I was like, what a pleasurable afternoon. It's just awesome.
It is.
It goes like, it starts at 1:30 and they aren't even leaving until after like 3:03.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, there's no rush. It's just amazing. Yeah, they stand up and say, I'm getting married. I'm pregnant. Everybody claps and smiles. And I'm like, I don't know, because I can't tell what they're saying, but I'm figuring it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
I love it.
It's one of the things that is really true about travel that people forget. You have brought your own culture with you. You've brought your interests. You've done the best possible thing you can do when traveling into another area. And this works actually domestically as well as going abroad. Take your interests with you. If you like gardening, if you like hiking, biking, sailing, if you're interested in zoology, bring that with you. Right before you go, look up, find out, dig out, go to the library and have them tell you, the local garden club, the local hiking club, the bikers, or perhaps a zoology, write the name of the town you're going to be in and write zoology lecture or something. What's going to happen is, think about this now. You're at home and someone say, there is someone who is a gardener from Melbourne, Australia, or a wine aficionado from Cape Town, Africa. Wouldn't you like to have them in your club? Of course you would. You'd even have them talk. You'd love to have them to your meeting. And you'll find yourself wined and dined and feted by these club members. And that is really the best way to meet the people, because you have this common core of whatever you do.
So much fun.
That's important.
I love it. All right. It's already 3:44. We're going to go to our break here. It's Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Thank you so much for listening in. Bart Jackson's my guest here. You can find him at Bart at the Art of the CEO, actually, is the easiest place to find him on the radio anytime. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Yes, I definitely agree. You should definitely visit Regional Personnel online. I just heard that commercial. Uh-huh. Jim Lynch. We got to get him.
We'll talk about this.
I love him. He's great. And he is the only staffing company in Hunterdon County, by the way.
Oh.
He's a great guy. Okay.
Yeah.
So back to traveling. You've got some really great do's and don'ts here on the end of our show here at Talented People, Bart Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, there is one thing. It's very interesting. Most people, when they think about traveling, they're not sure where they want to go. And this may seem very funny, but I had a friend who was whose job it was over the phone to give people their extra miles for the airline, and I won't mention it, but people would call her up and she would say, well, okay, you have 50,000 miles and this can allow you to go to a range of anywhere in North America and so forth, and so she said, people would say, well, where do I go? Where would be a good place to go? So she said, well, do you like winter? And so, I mean, she would feed this, and it was that in itself is a fabulous story. But she says, I can't tell you the number of people I have helped select places. They don't think of where they want to go.
Hmm.
And
it's like a tour coach.
Right. Yeah, a tour coach, exactly. But I think that one of the things that you should do, and let this be the year that you don't plan really well, say, well, I like this, and I like this, and I like this, and so therefore I want to do it. Let this be the year that you say, whether domestically or abroad, you say, this place sounds nice, let's go here. I said that to my wife when she said, we want to go to Nepal. And I looked at the map, and I said, let's go to Tibet. Doesn't Tibet sound nice? And this is the way. So do that with one trip. And it doesn't have to be far. I remember taking one 300-mile canoe trip, and they said, where are you going to start? And I looked at the map, and I said, there's a town called Deposit. I think I'll start at Deposit. I'll deposit at Deposit. Have that fun. Have that adventure. It could be a small one for a weekend, but just do it, and then try to get as much out of it as you possibly can. The first step to do is, if you're going to do it abroad, call the local library and find out what's going on.
I agree. All right, wait. Okay. Question. Have you ever been to Lake Tahoe?
Yes, I have. I think that was a
Isn't that a fascinating place?
It is.
You can drive around the lake and see totally different states with different and completely like the mountains with snow.
Right.
And then you could be swimming on the other side in California. It's like so crazy.
It was amazing. The first time I was crying.
I
was just saying, there is such an immense beauty there. And you're right. As you drive it, it was changing. The first time I was there, I was 11. And it was better. There was very few people out there. But now it is still. It is one of these wonderful places that we as a nation all have to work to preserve.
Yeah.
Places like that. And
redwood forest type thing. Mm. Like, I just remember going around it, and it didn't even take a day, like you said.
Right.
But in one tour trip that we did take, it was like going to the North Pole, the South Pole.
Oh, yeah.
The East and West. Uh-huh. Like, a cool. Like, I don't know why that came to me when you were talking about where do you want to go.
But this is it. So take Tahoe. Say, do you know the tallest mountain in the lower 48 states? Do you know what is? Well, maybe you'd like that, or perhaps you really would like something a little bit refined. Do you know the place that has fewer people per square mile? The area of this of the country that does
where
or
do you know
most people? Well, actually, it used to be a place in southern New Mexico. It's not Death Valley, although there is people think it is.
That's funny. It's a place. And then once they told everybody it was the southern New Mexico, everybody moved there and killed that demographic.
But go to, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I'm moving there.
I was smitten by the artichoke capital of the world, which is out in California. It's a little bit above Anaheim. Yeah, right.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
Anyway, I'm saying pick a place that you want to go.
No, I love it.
And a couple of things about when you want to go, just a couple of quick tips. When you're packing, people remember that there's so much that you really, really can leave behind. One of the things that you do want to take is soap, and I mean soap with which you can wash clothes. When I first went on my first trip abroad, my mother said, you get two shirts. You wash one, you wear one.
Oh, my God.
Each night, you rinse it out, you do it.
Wow.
I had one suitcase. We were gone for a month, and it worked out very, very well. It was a nice nylon shirt. Two nice nylon shirts, that's what it was. The other thing you want to take, and this really helped me in Tasmania because I was scraping my butt all over these mountains, and that is you want to take a sewing kit. And you say, but I don't know how to sew. Anyone can sew badly. You only need to sew badly. You take the needle, you put it through one side of the rip, and you bring it back through the other. That's all I can do. That's all I have done. But it's also all you need to do. So take that. And I'm going to tell you my favorite tool. This is my favorite tool that I take everywhere. Every trip I go on.
That's here.
Okay, you take a good, solid, always right ballpoint pen. Say a Bic or something like that. Okay. Then you wrap the back half of it. You wrap about it till it's about an inch or an inch and a half thick with duct tape. You wrap the front half of it with about 10 to 12 feet of string, the good stout string. That is the best traveling tool you'll ever want because you have a clothesline and you have duct tape, which can heal anything, including a broken marriage.
No, that's great.
So that's
and I
a
love
little
duct
thing like
tape. It. Yeah, because you can take it on and off, and it just keeps going and going and going.
That's
so
it.
If you're
right.
Traveling around, you can just like.
And you do want to. By the way, you do want a first aid kit, but don't make it a whole lot of things that you can't use.
Right.
That you don't know how to use. I mean. You know, if you, what are the odds of you getting a sucking chest wound? Real slim. And would you know what to do anyway? So, what you do want is you're going to want a pile of various size Band-Aids. You're going to want with some sort of antiseptic cream, and you're also going to want something for your feet, something like a moleskin or something like that. Just take that. And you can get the other stuff elsewhere. But I mean, even if you're just going out anywhere, have that little satchel with you. Tuck that one in. Those are the little things that you want to take. And
how fun.
Yeah.
I'm like ready to go somewhere. I want to go.
Okay. So I have a great idea.
Okay.
There's a lot of places that will take you on specialty cruises and rides and so forth. So let's say, for instance, you've always wanted to go to Colorado and you always wanted to go to the Rockies, the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's several ways you can do that. You can go to, you can rent a bicycle and churn your way all the way up to the top of Pikes Peak And if you do that, I think you're wonderful. I think it's great and it's fine. But you can also find a bike. That's go to the same bike company. They will ride the bikes up there by car.
What?
You could get on top of a bike and coast all the way down.
Oh,
so here's what I said.
Really
that
great,
is great.
Smart.
That is great fun.
Because that's why I wouldn't do it.
So when
like,
you
I'm not
go
going
there,
because I have to drive up there, but I'd love to come down. I forget
they,
that.
They make up these things all the time. Hmm. For instance, so if you're going to go to near a shore in the fall, go to a local horseback riding place and see if they can take you for a ride along the shore, no matter where you are in the fall. Obviously, you don't do it in July because the horses step all over the bathers. But seriously, try that. If you're going to go anywhere, find out where there is a balloon ride that can take you up. You do want to go on a balloon
have
ride
you done
over
that?
Anything. Yes, I have. It is fabulous.
Really?
It is a great sense of freedom and just scary enough because you think, you know, I really am untethered here in every way in the world. And the also, when you go to, if you go to, say, a bicycle
so
place.
So you really actually go onto the beach and ride
horses? Oh, yes.
Horse
we go on the beach and ridden horses along the beach.
Like an Arabian horse.
These are good sturdy quarter horses. But go to, and then the other one I would just say.
Yeah, you don't ask, you don't get, I guess, right?
Go, if you're ever going to try it, Go to Europe or wherever you are. Ask for a bicycle built for two.
Aww.
Try a tandem. My wife and I
have all of them. I know you do.
And you say, well, my husband and I never get along. This may be a good place where you find you do get along. It's very easy.
Do you have to pedal and at the same pace? Like, how
yes,
do you,
you
get
do.
Your like beat together?
And there is a very, very new, highly specialized kind that allow you to pedal separately. You won't encounter them on a rental, guaranteed.
Right.
But your feet go together.
You just get used to
but
at some point. Someone leads.
Yeah, you aren't.
Like,
it's not like you're.
Clydesdales or
like,
something.
And if you want to travel, I recommend just finding lodging as you go along.
Yeah.
So,
oh, that's good, too. Well, what about those people I know, friends of ours were Harley people, and they travel in their Harley clubs, and they send their luggage ahead, FedEx, to the hotels, and then they just go and they get to do, they know where they're going to go on their tour, of course, because they send in their stuff ahead. But when they check out, they send it ahead 2 days and then they take off.
That's, Jeannie, that's a brilliant point because it really is true. Right here in New Jersey, I met an explorer, one of the premier explorers of Australia. He came here he landed in Manhattan, paddled across to the Hudson, came to my house. I helped set up his kayak. His trip was to hike the Appalachian Mountain Trail, paddle the entire Mississippi River, then pedal out to that. And how did he get his stuff around? He sent it general delivery. Yes, you can. He sent his kayak and bike and everything general delivery.
Oh, my God.
It works, it works, it works. Do it.
Yeah?
And it is great fun.
That is so cool. All right, we're at the end of our show here again. It's Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with my friend and such an awesome publisher and so many things more, including radio show host at the Art of the CEO, Bart Jackson. Thanking the 100 Chamber of Commerce for having us on this radio programming. It's 3:57 in the afternoon. We're going to take off. Hope you have a great week. And don't forget, if you have a second, check out Facebook, Pay It Forward, Mariah with two R's, Marriah Foundation. And join us on Thursday, June 29th, 2017, over in Ringo's for a really good time for the special cause to benefit a family here in Hunterdon County that needs our help. So again, thank you, Bart, for being here. It's always the best.
Great fun, Jeannie. Thank you.
It's so great. I'm on vacation in my head. Okay. Thanks, everybody out there. Have a great week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Authorities are continuing to investigate the crime.
and the assailant has now died.
President Trump earlier today announcing the death of the man who opened fire on congressional Republicans on a softball field.
Congressman Steve Scalise, a member of House leadership, was shot and badly wounded and is now in stable condition at the hospital.
Florida Congressman Ron DeSantis says the gunman walked up to him and asked whether those were Democrats or Republicans on the field before he launched his attack.
There was a gentleman that walked up to us, kind of a middle-aged guy, and wanted to know whether there was Republicans or Democrats out there.
In other news, the Federal Reserve raising its key interest rate. Policymakers wrapped up a two-day meeting by raising the lending rate by 0.25%. USA Radio News.
Greta is a drill instructor.
On your feet and negotiate this obstacle.
Yes, ma'am.
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
I do not have all day, people.
But in her free time, Greta's an amazing poet, and she knows it.
The green grass, it whispers to me like an ancient firefly.
Look at her throw those verses with confidence. But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
A little help here?
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage.
My confidence, it's returned like a jealous lover on a rainy night.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com.